Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, you know, you've heard about this new superintendent in Fort Mill. Well, he really hasn't gotten a job because he hasn't gone through Straight Talk yet. So we're going to certify him today. What am I getting into? This is, believe it or not, a serious show. His name is Gray Young. He is the new Fort Mill School Superintendent. And thank you for carving out some time, because I would imagine your plate is very full. Wow. Is that an understatement?
That right now it is an understatement, but I am happy to be here and excited to talk to you today.
He says that right now. 30 minutes from now, we'll figure it out. Yeah. So we need to get you introduced to our audience. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, born and bred Fort Mill, South Carolina. My dad, my grandfather, my great-grandfather were all from Fort Mill. So was born there, raised there, learned there, K-12 product of the school system. Went to Winthrop University, and I'm the son of two educators. My dad was a principal. My mom was a teacher and later an assistant principal and district office administrator. So went to Winthrop and graduated from there and I knew I wanted to go back home. So I went back to Fort Mill and started my teaching career at Fort Mill High School as a teacher and coach, and later went into administration, was an administrator at three different schools, and was a principal at two schools, and had the fortunate experience of opening Pleasant Knoll Middle School as a brand new school in 2017. So in 2020, went to the district office, and I joke with people. I tell people my first day on the job, my boss said, "You need to go to a meeting to talk about COVID protocols." This is July 1st, 2020. He said, "It'll last a couple hours," and went to the meeting. It lasted 2 years. So, worked on COVID for 2 years, but and then worked under Dr. Epps as an assistant superintendent, and then was lucky enough to get this job back in July, and just so excited to continue to lead with the great people of Fort Mill. So,
well, I tell you what, Chuck Epps was he was quite something. He still is quite something, and I know he's still involved for a period of time.
Absolutely.
But is there really anything? I asked you this before we were on the air. Is there anything that you have not been exposed to, having worked in the district office for almost 5 years?
I don't think so. Not so far. So, and I know Dr. Epps is a phone call away. I can call him when I need to. But Dr. Epps did a great job of helping prepare me for this position. Gave me a lot of experiences, a lot of opportunities. Talked through a lot of different situations when I was an assistant superintendent. So I feel very prepared from him and his leadership. He just did a great job. And I still talk to him almost every day and talk about different situations that we have to face, and he's been a great help to me. So,
you know, I used to kid him on the air. Did you really have any time for education, or was all you do, you know, go out there with a hard hat on and build schools?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of truth to that, is there not?
Absolutely, especially in Fort Mill, fastest growing school district in South Carolina per capita. Smallest geographical school district in South Carolina.
53 square miles.
53 square
miles.
I've
heard that a few times.
Yeah, Dr. Epp, that's Dr. Epp's special saying. So, but we are growing. We're continuing to grow. Maybe slowing down a little bit, but it is definitely something that we're having to focus on as growth is our biggest challenge. But I'm really trying to focus on being in schools, being present, being visible, being accessible to the community and to our students. So these last 2 days, I've been in schools pretty much all day, visited every school. And then last week, I went to every school, met with every faculty meeting for about 5 or 10 minutes. So it's been a whirlwind of a couple of weeks, but I'm excited about it.
So you got somewhere over 18,000 students.
Correct.
You got how many schools?
We have 21 schools, plus we have our alternative school called Oak Grove Academy.
So you got 22.
Yeah, basically.
22 schools, and you've touched base with every one of them.
Correct.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Been busy.
Been busy.
But our team has been great. They support us. They've been out there with us each and every day. And our school board was out at the schools Monday and Tuesday visiting schools for those first 2 days. So it's been a great experience to be out and be around the people that are working hard for our students.
So when they moved you from education into administration, was there a culture shock?
A little bit. You know, when you're a teacher and you have your own classroom and you're working directly with students, you know, the whole day, 8 hours a day, you're working with students. And then you go into administration and you're solving problems like textbooks and school buses and those types of things. So it definitely is a little bit of a culture shock because you're getting away from the students a little bit. But you always try to make time for that because that's what we got into this business for. We want to work with young people and help them grow and learn. So I try to make every opportunity to do that.
Has a superintendent ever taken on, I'm going to teach this class, this particular, whatever you call it now, block or quarter or whatever the nomenclature is, so that you keep your hands in it and see what's really going on versus relying upon what others are telling you?
That is a great idea. I would love to do that. There are certain subjects I probably should not be teaching because I was not a very good student in those subjects, but I would love to go teach a class, but I love being around the students, and I love helping our administrators too. I love to do professional development. Anytime there's we have new teacher professional development, where new teachers come in and do different professional development, and we have administrators that come in, I loved holding a session on different topics that I feel like I can share my experiences with them so that they can learn the best they can.
So you start off the school year with just about a full complement of teachers and almost a full complement of bus drivers.
Correct, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Who would have thought?
I mean, ever since COVID, we're trying to find people to do the jobs.
Correct.
So with the new teachers that you have, first of all, are you short any? Are you short, or you really have everybody you need?
We have a position. I know we have a special ed position that we have not filled yet, but we're covering it right now. But that is really the only full-time position I think that we have currently.
Out of how many?
Teaching position out of, I think we have 1,800 teachers, something in that. We have 2,600 employees. So we've done a great job. And I will say that's a testament to the environment that our school administrators are providing for our teachers. Retention has been a big strategy over the last couple of years and continues to be a strategy, is keeping our teachers, making sure they're coming back each and every year. But I think our school administrators do such a great job of providing an environment where they're providing our teachers with the resources, the professional development they need, that they don't want to leave. They want to stay in Fort Mill. So,
well, I would think that if you were to sit around a table with your fellow superintendents from across the state, they would look at you and say, what are you worried about?
Right.
I mean, you got the fastest growing school district. You got the highest academic performance of just about any of them. What do you really have to worry about?
Well, we still have things to worry about. I mean, we are the highest performing academic district in the state of South Carolina, and we hang our hat on that. We're consistently in the top of that, but we still have achievement gaps that we have to look at. I mean, we still have students that are not performing at the state standards in the early grades and in middle school. We have a 95.8% graduation rate, which is the highest in the state of South Carolina. But that means 4.2% of our students aren't graduating high school. So we need to make sure that we are focusing on groups of students that are and providing targeted interventions for students that are not meeting those standards to make sure that we're providing the best education we can for all of our students in Fort Mill.
You know, it's interesting when you take a look with that kind of success rate, 96 or 98, whatever the heck it was. How do you alter what you do every day to try to bring that 4% up to where they need to be? Because, I mean, that you just can't stop the train from moving.
Well, that's the burning question, you know, and that's what we're trying to figure out. We want to make sure that it's not that we do anything different with the students that were that are being successful. It's that we provide more targeted interventions for those students that aren't. Hiring, we've done a great job over the last few years of hiring interventionists, literacy specialists, those types of positions to make sure that they're working directly with our students that are struggling. And then we have a 4K program that's opening in 2027. So it's going to open downtown Fort Mill, and we're excited about that. It's called Paradise Early Learning Center. And we're excited because we're going to be able to get students in before kindergarten and give them those early learning skills that they need to prepare them for kindergarten, first grade. And we hope that that will close the achievement gap as well. So we've got a lot of things, you know, coming down that we are excited about that will hopefully help us close the achievement gap moving forward.
Well, you've got a very envious demographic in Fort Mill. I mean, there's no question about it. And that demographic has been very supportive.
Absolutely.
The Fort Mill School District. I mean, I can think of one time that a referendum was defeated.
1998.
Okay. And I bet you there have been, what, eight or nine referendums since I've been here?
Maybe more than that.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah, it's that's the only referendum that didn't pass. Our community has been unbelievable. And they've shown that they support our school district. They believe in what we're doing. And they do that by passing bond referendum after bond referendum. We've had to raise millage, raise taxes with our community because of maybe lack of school funding. Act 388 back in 2007, 2008, whenever that was,
has
been a challenge for us. So, and then the county council with impact fees. So we've been very, you know, we've had to be strategic about how we are raising funds for public schools. And I think Fort Mill has done a great job of doing that. Leanne Lordo, our CFO, is amazing. Just done a great job of making sure that we have the resources we need to provide our community and our students with the best education.
You know, I've thrown this out to a couple of other superintendents in the past. It never really went anywhere. But I'm wondering, we have special, like we have a penny sales tax here in York County. Works very effectively, done a great job. With the whole issue of school funding, why is it the school superintendents don't say, hey, legislature, why not let us do a local option sales tax, let's say in the Fort Mill School District, for one penny, or make it two pennies, whatever you want to make it, with those dollars to go towards X, Y, and Z that you need money for, right?
Absolutely.
Could be salaries, it could be textbooks, it could be whatever. Because when you have a community that really supports public education, and yet the resources aren't there from the state of South Carolina because you're doing too well, so they're not going to help you out a whole lot.
Yeah.
But you still have that need to get that stuff done. I'm just wondering why not at least explore that?
Absolutely. I love that idea. And I think maybe that's something we will explore. You know, I think we have great legislators that are starting to support public education. So hopefully we can talk to them and talk to the other superintendents and get everybody on board, because I think that would be very beneficial. I know there's some counties, I know in the western part of South Carolina that have the penny sales tax, maybe down south and in the southern part too. But that would definitely be beneficial to all four districts in York County.
Yeah, I mean, for people who are new to the community, Act 388, which disappeared, what was it, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it was.
It's been a while.
It eliminated the property tax on your primary residence. Boom, out it goes.
Yeah.
So anybody here in South Carolina pays a very low property tax for their primary residence. Now, if you have two homes, that's not the case. Just your primary residence.
No.
And the whole idea was, well, we'll just go ahead, since the schools are going to lose that revenue, we're just give a, you know, well, 1% more on the sales tax.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work out.
No.
No, we hit a recession and went down the tubes. And I don't think we've ever gotten back to where we were.
Nah. We've lost a lot of money over the years off of Act 388. So.
And the horse is out of the barn, and you're not going to be able to get that back.
Right.
That tax back.
Yep.
That's done. So I'm just, you know, just an idea for revenue.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to take our mid-program break.
Awesome.
Now, for somebody who's a newbie like you, you're going to have to listen very closely as to what happens.
Okay.
I'm going to tell everybody that you're listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at andersongriggs.com. And by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Okay, so here's what we do. This is called whether or not you're going to be certified as the new superintendent. Fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, 10 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to battle it out together at the count of three. Are you ready, Tommy? Okay. One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Give that man a job.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great and the company's great and the food is fantastic. Red's fresh and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Ray Young is with us. He's the new Fort Mill School Superintendent, a job he has had now for 30 days, 60 days?
A little over 30 days, 35.
A little over 30 days. Yeah. Huh? Is it all what you thought? Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So when you have a school district that is doing as well as you're doing, mm-hmm. Fort Mill, and you're the number one in the state and probably in the top 10 in the country, if not in the top five, and everything's going one to one, somebody's got to say, how long can this train stay on the tracks?
Yeah.
How do you keep this train on the tracks? How do you, what is that old saying? The trouble with successful people is they forget the things that made them successful.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
How do you think about that at all?
Well, I don't want to be the one to run it off the track. So, but no, I'm excited. I think what's gotten us to where we are is the culture that we have in Fort Mill. Even with the growth, we've always sustained that family culture, that small community feel. Whatever school you walk into, you feel part of that small community. And Dr. Epps did a great job under his leadership making sure he prioritized people. And that's what I hope to continue to do, is just prioritizing our people. Our people work so hard. They do so much to make sure that our kids have the opportunity to be successful. It's all about culture. It's one of my four C's that I talked with our staff about the last couple of weeks. But the culture is just so important. I think if we sustain that culture, we're going to continue to do great things.
But it doesn't happen. It does not happen automatically.
It doesn't. No, it's got to be. It's got to be. You know, really from everybody in the organization. We all have to treat each other with respect and prioritize each other and prioritize the hard work that we're doing. Recognize that, and I think if we continue to do that, we can do amazing things in Fort Mill.
So. You know, one of the things that I have loved doing for a number of years is going into the schools at the end of the year, and each of the principals gives me a couple of graduates, a male and a female, and I sit there and talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, number one, I am blown away in all three, in all four school districts. I mean, we do it with all four. I'm just blown away with how bright these kids are. But when I talk to the the graduates there at Fort Mill, that bond between those students and those teachers, I mean, that's not just lip service. I mean, that's the real thing. And it's amazing what happens when you have a relationship with somebody. Yeah. It's your peer, and the end result is right there.
Absolutely. And we have great, wonderful teachers that work extremely hard. And they don't just work hard at their content and making sure that the students are learning the content. They really make sure that they feel safe and they feel supported, they feel heard. And I think, again, that's another reason that the culture is so great, that family culture and that small community feel continues to be in Fort Mill.
Now, I'm wondering, when you make a new hire, a new mm-hmm. teacher, is that something that you have to talk a lot about, or are these just a natural thing that you see in them?
I know as a principal, I always talked about it, and I always looked for that. I always looked for teachers that I knew could have that relationship piece, because that's so important for the success of the child. And I'm sure most of our principals do. And then when they get there, they feel that culture, and it starts to kind of shape who they are as a teacher. They see that, hey, I'm going to have to prioritize relationships to be successful in Fort Mill. And so we've had a lot of success with that, making sure that our teachers are really prioritizing those things.
So there's a lot more to school than just textbooks and education.
Absolutely.
And I'm, again, blown away by the extracurricular activities mm-hmm. that kids have available to them. I mean, it's just amazing. Yep. It's just a buffet of different opportunities. And you got them all in the Fort Mill School District. So is that something, I mean, I don't know, because I don't have kids in school anymore.
Right.
But is that something that's required, that kids, you know, you got to do one or two, three things beyond going to class?
Well, it's not a requirement, but I will tell you, research shows students that are involved are happier, they perform better academically, they attend school more often, they have less discipline issues. So that is something that we prioritize in Fort Mill, is making sure that our students are getting involved. In fact, right now we've consulted with one of our former principals, who a great guy, was a principal in Fort Mill for a long time, and Tony Carey, he's coming back and he's doing some studies on this. He's starting with one high school. He's going to take the rosters of every extracurricular activity that we have offered at Catawba Ridge, and he's going to compare that, and he's going to look at their attendance data, their academic data, their behavior data, and then he's going to take the students that aren't involved in anything, and he's going to do some small groups. He's going to find out why. Why are you not involved? Is it because you have to work after school? Is it because you don't have transportation? Is it because we don't offer something that you're interested in? And then we'll kind of look at that and decide next steps. How are we going to make sure that these students have an opportunity to get involved as well?
Is there any data available yet that would say we have 5% of our kids that don't do stuff extracurricular?
Yeah, not right now. We don't. Okay. And that's why we're getting him to come in and do it, because he's got a passion for kids. He's got a passion for helping, you know, the underdog and helping those kids that maybe not are involved in anything. So he's excited about that. And we're excited to see the data and see how they're performing academically, the ones that are involved versus the ones that are not.
You know, another thing that I find interesting as far as education is what's going on, particularly at the college level, and I gather it's going on as well at the public school level, is exposing kids to career opportunities. I know Edward Cerna over here at Winthrop has redone the whole curriculum, because it's all about workforce development, plugging these kids into a career once they walk out of there so they can, you know, get on with life and pay off the student debt, what have you. What is done at the high school or junior high school level to address that?
Absolutely. So first of all, we have career clusters at the high school, so they can enter a career cluster. Health and Human Services, we have like the performing arts, those types of things. So we even have auto tech, all kinds of different programs, engineering, graphic design, communications, all these things. So we want to make sure that our students have a lot of course offerings at the high school level, so they can find out what they like and what they don't like. But also we have a lot of dual credit opportunities that we partner with USC Lancaster on. We have CTE opportunities. Those are more career tech that we partner with York Tech on. Offering our kids every opportunity to find those avenues for after high school, college or career. And then we're also looking at one of our visions is an early college. So we want to look at ways. We visited a couple of schools across the country, Florida, Kentucky, Ohio, and we want to make sure that we are offering everything that we can. And these students at these early colleges have opportunities to get associate's degrees before they even graduate high school. So it's kind of wild, but we want to see if we can, if there's something that we can do that we can offer in Fort Mill to make sure that we're giving every kid the educational opportunities that they can have.
So, it's a moving target all the time.
It really is.
In the field that you're in.
Dynamic.
And obviously you've got peers all across the place, and you're sharing notes and what have you. So do you see any, besides this piece that might be missing on the extracurricular that you're now studying, is there any one thing that I want to put my stamp on and get it in there?
Definitely the extracurricular and the achievement gap. Closing the achievement gap is huge for me, because I want to make sure that every student, I have the profound belief that every student has the potential to be successful. But it's our job to offer them the environment to do that. So closing the achievement gap is the big one. I want to make sure that all of our students are being successful. The second thing is the opportunities that we're offering students, not just extracurricular, but also, like you said, career tech, every type of educational opportunity that we can prepare them for what they're going to do after high school, whether that's college, which we have a lot of kids that go to a four-year college, but maybe that's not in the cards for every child. So we want to make sure that they have an opportunity at two-year college. Well, if we're giving them an associate's degree before they graduate, they're already ready to go. So, and if it's not that, it's going to a two-year school or even into the trade, welding, whatever it is. We want to make sure that all of our students are prepared for after high school.
Where you can make a killer income if you're a welder or you're
absolutely
a finished carpenter or a brick mason. Yeah. Drive a truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of trades out there that need people.
Oh, yeah.
And
if there ever was a time that we realize it's now. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So, nuts and bolts. Since you're going to have to probably build more schools, I remember Dr. Epps saying Fort Mill has had a history of adding enough new students every year that we have to build one new school every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been some changes in that. Yep. So, where are you now on that?
So, we opened Flint Hill Elementary School on Monday. So, that was our 21st school. We have Flint Hill Middle that is being built right beside it, and that'll be our 22nd school. It will open in August of 2026. And then we have the 4K program opening in August of 2027, which is, I think we've already broke ground or about to break ground there. So, those are the three schools that this last bond referendum paid for. Anything in the future we would have to pay for through impact fees or through another bond referendum. But I will say Flint Hill Elementary was paid for all impact fees.
Exactly.
So first school we paid cash for.
It was like pulling tooth teeth to get it, but
absolutely.
You got it.
Yep.
That's my comment.
Yes.
So what are the demographers telling you? That you can expect more of this down the road?
We're definitely not stopping the growth right now. We're definitely 5-6 years from now, we're probably going to have to look at building more schools. We're not real sure. We've seen different projections, but there's neighborhoods popping up. If you drive down the bypass right now, Elizabeth neighborhood is building another section right across the street. You see that land cleared. And we have projections of other neighborhoods that are going up across Fort Mill. So the growth's not stopping. It's just trying to manage that and trying to stay ahead of it. And I think Fort Mill, the last 30 years, that's what they've done a great job of staying ahead of the growth and making sure that our schools are built and not overcrowded.
It's all about land, land, land. I hope you've got some land in the bank. If not, it's going to cost you a whole bunch.
We have a few
money.
Pieces of land, but hopefully we don't need too many more pieces. So.
Well, Gray Young, you have passed the inauguration
awesome.
Test here. You're now officially a superintendent of the Fort Mill School District.
Well, thank you.
We'll send you a plaque.
That is awesome. I'm excited about
that. I appreciate you being on here, and we'll get you on again as you progress.
Absolutely.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. As you look over here, Gray, you ought to say thank your stars that you don't have to educate him. All right. What we do here at Substation 2 is fresh subs and salads. Since you have passed the test, I don't have to tell you how it's done. At the count of three, let's tell everybody out there why they should be in here. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.